Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Tom Haynes, and I wanted to start by wishing that you all had a really good Thanksgiving holiday, Thanksgiving week for some of you. For some of you at the Academy, just a Thanksgiving day. One day you get off and you have to go back to work on Friday. For me, I had 2 days off, Wednesday and Thursday, and then went back to work on Friday. But hopefully you were able to spend some time with family. Maybe they came up to Oklahoma City to see you. Maybe they met you someplace. You know, just it's good to get away for just a little bit. And so this week, I wanted to talk about some things that you can do to virtually assure that you will pass the Academy. Now, nothing's 100%, but in my experience at the Academy, in my experience since the Academy, if you do these things, you will pass. And that's about a 99% surety that you will pass. And so, as you've heard me say before on this podcast, it all starts before you get to Oklahoma City. It all starts before you get to Oklahoma City. As soon as you have a date, get on the Discord channel for the Academy and there you will get access to the en route non-radar map. You can get access, if you're in the tower program, to the airport map. Learn the map. It will help you in the tower program. It will help you. It will make a huge difference in the en route program. And it will set you up for doing some of these other things that I'm going to talk about, that if you do, you will pass. It's almost like in Field of Dreams. If you build it, that he will come. If you do this, you will pass. Almost 100% sure. Okay? So, before you get to Oklahoma City, learn your map that goes with the training that you're going to be going through. If it's en route, learn the non-radar map. If you're tower, learn your airport map. Okay? It is imperative. Do not let anybody on the Discord chat who has been through the Academy one time, spent 4 months there tops, ever tell you that you shouldn't learn the map before you get to Oklahoma City. They're lying to you. Period. Now, I'm not saying that they're liars. They just don't know any better. It wasn't available when they went through. Or even if it was, they didn't do it. So of course they're going to tell you you don't need it. But don't let them dissuade you. I am telling you. I was there for 5 years. If I could have gone over to the students that were going through basics and told them, here's your non-radar map, start studying. Here's your airport map, start studying. Do you think they would have said no? Of course they wouldn't. And it's not about a map test. You can pass a map test. It's about knowing the airspace. And that is totally different. And that is what you need to be at, the level you need to be at when you get to Oklahoma City. When you first step foot on the academy, go in with the full knowledge that you know the airspace that you're going to be working and that you're going to be learning. Basics is 4 weeks, basically. During those 4 weeks, you're going to be studying what you need to study in order to pass that test at the end of basics. It's pass-fail. So, of course, that is your main priority. Spend an hour a week going back over the map. Once you've learned it, that's all you need to keep it fresh. And I'll explain why you need that in just a few minutes. The other thing you need to learn before you get to Oklahoma City is, of course, the phonetic alphabet. I personally did not know that when I went to Oklahoma City. But I learned it quick. I learned it quickly. I was reading off car license plates like you wouldn't believe till I had the alphabet down, and I had it down pat. Okay, those two things. And a lot of people on Discord will tell you all you need to learn is the alphabet. No. 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 Learn the map. It'll set you up for the third part of this discussion. So during basics, remember, this is how you ensure 100% that you're going to pass. Okay, 99% that you're going to pass. Okay? Basics starts. You're in Oklahoma City. You have to study so much that every other person in your class is going to come to you with a question, because they know you have the answers. And if there's someone else in your class that has maybe a little more experience, you need to be better than they are. It's a competition. It's really a competition between you and yourself. But you want to know so much about what is going on in your basics classes that when people have a question, you're the person they go to. And here's the flip side of that. You have to be willing to help every one of them. And I said it that way on purpose. You have to be willing to help. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to become one of, if not the, leader of the class. You might as well get used to it. This is what being an air traffic controller is all about. Not backing down. Not wishing you didn't have the responsibility. Embrace it. Embrace it. And remember, I'm not asking you to be a policeman. I'm not asking you to run into danger.
But I am asking you and telling you that if you become the almost a class spokesman in class, you're the one that asks questions. Even if you already know the answers or you suspect the answers, you're the one that's willing to ask the questions. You're the one that's willing to get conversations started. Okay? That is who you want to be.
That's during basics. And then take the test.
Pass the test. Get through basics. Now you can start the academy. Now, once you get to this point, basics is behind you. Hopefully, if you did step one and you learned the map, you're ahead of the game. And imagine, if you will, if you had a, you were in a class of, say, we'll go middle, 14 people in the en route program, and all 14 of you and your classmates had somehow listened to this podcast. And as soon as it was available, you got on Discord, you got the map, you resisted the urge to ask the people on there, what should I study before I get to Oklahoma City? Don't ask them. Listen to me. I will not steer you wrong. But let's say all 14 of you learned your map before you started basics, and all 14 of you refreshed the map while you were in basics, while you were passing basics. And let's say, since all 14 of you were looking ahead and being proactive, all 14 of you passed basics. And now you've started the en route class. Well, you're already ahead. You are already ahead. Imagine an entire class ahead to the point where they could take the map test on day one and make 100 on it. Oh my. I can tell you, as an A lead, I can tell you as a lead, if I had a class like that, oh, we're going to have some fun. We're going to have some fun because we're going to be able to get into stuff with that class that we won't have the time to get into with another class. Because you've already made the commitment and done the work ahead of time. But let's now suppose that your class, not all of your class did. Maybe you're the only one that did. Well, whether you like it or not, you are now the leader of the class. Because you're ahead of everybody else. So what you have to do is stay there. You study harder. You study longer. You learn the phraseology before everybody else does. You learn the strip marking before everybody else does. You know it backwards and forwards while other people are still struggling with it. And then you help them. You're the one that gets the study groups going. You're the one that makes sure that no one student is ever left out of a study group. Period. If you want to ensure
that you pass. You be the one that helps the students, the student that is struggling the most. You be the first one that offers to spend time with them, offers to help them. Because if you do that, there is no better way to cement in your mind what you are learning than helping someone else learn it. I've been there. I've been there in many situations, not just air traffic. I mean, this applies in anything you do in life. It applied to me when I was in college, going through classes. I helped a young lady when I was in college in an economics class. Second semester economics. She had no business being in second semester economics. She wasn't a business major, but she was in the class. And I worked with her, helped her study before quizzes, before tests. And I could get her to the point the night before where she could do it. And then the next day, not. I even talked to the professor about it. And he basically told me, Tom, thank you for working with her. Don't worry. She is going to pass. She will not fail my class. And that floored me. It really did. But that is what you need to do. Because those study sessions that I had with her just locked in everything that we were going through in that class. I knew it backwards and forwards. I had the best grade in the class. And I will tell you, that final for that class was one of the hardest things I've ever done, including the academy. It was amazingly difficult. But I got an A on the test. Ended up with a very high B. He refused to grade on the curve, but I did have the highest grade in the class. And helping my fellow student helped me even more than it helped her. And that's where you want to be when you're at the academy. And I can tell you from experience, as an instructor, as an A-lead, and watching a student do this and help a classmate. And I've probably talked about it on this podcast before. The one who knew his stuff. And the more he taught this other student, the more he knew his stuff. It helped him. I can guarantee you it helped him every bit as much as it helped his classmate. His classmate was so sure he was not going to pass, he had a job lined up to start the Monday after they finished their evals. He walked in. After his last eval, we were surprised to see him because normally after you fail or when you get to that point, they do let you get your stuff out of the breakout room and then you leave. But there was no one escorting to get his stuff. And he had the biggest smile on his face. His fellow classmate had just dragged him across the finish line. I doubt he got to 71 points. He had 70 point something. He may have had 71. The classmate ended up in the very high 80s. He knew he was going to pass. And I think he passed after the second problem. The moral of the story is, by helping his classmate, he made sure, 100% sure, that he was going to pass. If you can get to that point, and you don't have to be the world's best student, you don't have to be scoring in the high 90s, which has happened. And I've seen students score in the mid-90s who were not great at helping their classmates. And it was no knock on them. It just, it wasn't their personality. But they got to that point other ways. But this one student, he was going to pass. He was going to pass. But he made sure that others came with him. If you can stay ahead of the program, it's not easy, but it can be done. But if you can stay ahead of the program, whether it's en route, terminal, or tower, stay ahead of the program and help your classmates get there and stay there too. I guarantee you, you will pass. Now, how do you do that? Well, like I said, you're the one that makes sure that you have study groups. And make sure that no one is left out of those study groups. If anyone is left out of those study groups, you go and you help them. You have to be willing to help, or you're not going to benefit. Look at it this way. Every time you help someone, you're going to get better. And if you want to be the best, then you're going to have to help someone. It's very difficult to do it on your own. I keep telling you, don't try. Air traffic control is a team sport. Just like any other team sport, you need individual skills. But you also need to know how to work together as a team. And if you can get to the point where you have amazing skills and you are the leader of your team, of your class, then you will virtually assure yourself of passing. And then bring as many of your classmates, drag as many of your classmates as you can across that finish line with you. It's really the only way to make sure that it's going to happen. Always, always, always be willing to help the classmates who are struggling. Okay? Always. It'll make you a better controller. It'll make you a better person. And to me, that's even more important than being a better controller. Become that person in your class that no one can forget. I can tell you from experience that when you have people that you go through something like the Academy with, and you have helped them, they have helped you. Because like I said, you help the person who's struggling, and that struggling person is going to help you. They just are. It doesn't seem logical, but it really is. But you go through something like that with another human being, and they will not forget you. You will not forget them. You will form a bond that can't be broken, no matter how many years pass. It just can't. And if you do that, then you're going to win, not just at the Academy, not just as an air traffic controller, but you're going to win as a person. Okay? So, the only way to truly ensure that you will pass is to help someone else pass with you. Do that. Do that, please. I'm talking from experience. I've seen classes that did this. I've seen individual students that did this. And those classes that worked together and left no one out were the ones that got the most incredible percentage pass. That one class where the student helped the other student. There were 12 students in that class. 10 of them passed. I've talked about this class before, but it was just an amazing experience as an A lead to go through this class. And there were some other circumstances, some things that happened to this class that made it even more special. I just can't go into the details. But they had to deal with the near death of their lead in a car wreck on non-radar eval day. And they had to keep going. So they pulled together as a class in ways that a lot of other classes didn't. And that one student helped his classmate to pass. We had 10 out of 12 pass. One student missed it by 2 points on his last run. The other student that failed missed it by 5 points. 7 total points. That's 2 procedural errors, 2 B errors, 2 C errors, 4 phraseology or strip marking errors. And it would have been 12 out of 12. The FAA came into that room after they were done and asked them how they had done that. They knew what had happened to the lead. They knew what that class had been through. And the FAA just sat there and asked the students, how did you do this? Well, they did it together. They did it as a team. They did it as a class. And I guarantee you, they are still close to this day. And that was probably 7 years ago. So that's how you ensure that you will pass.
give yourself the best possible opportunity by helping someone else. But help them do it the right way. Okay? Don't practice the wrong way. Practice the right way. Put pressure on each other when you practice. When you're, especially in radar, give each other a situation and tell them, okay, do it now. You have to do it now. You can't wait. You can't figure it out. You have to do it now. Keep talking to them. Keep pushing them. Try to simulate that lab as much as you can when you're not in there. Keep pushing each other. Now. Do it now. Do it now. Okay. Non-radar, believe it or not, is a little more laid back. But radar, you have to simulate the stress somehow. And you can't truly practice a scenario because you don't have a radar in front of you. Kim's place doesn't have a radar. Okay? They don't have radars. So you have to do the best you can. Put pressure on each other. That's the kind of practice you have to do. And it requires more than one person. It requires multiple people sitting there going through that, putting stress on each other, demanding quality from each other, letting each other know when they're doing it wrong, letting each other know when they skipped a step. That's what you have to do. You can do that in the tower as well. That's the type of practice. That's the type of training you have to go through. But you have to go through it together. Together. You have to go through it with others. You cannot do this program, whether tower, terminal, en route, it doesn't matter which one. You cannot do this program on your own. And if you're at a CTI school, I guarantee you're going to have study groups. You're going to be doing this. You're going to be helping each other. It's a little more laid back. It's more drawn out. Most of them are a two-year program, if not four-year. Advanced ATC is a one-year program. It's drawn out. But you still want to be that person that the other students come to. You want to be that leader. Take it on. Take on that role. Take on the role of someone who everybody else knows you're willing to help and do what it takes to help everybody pass and to help everybody become controllers. Do that, and you will succeed. In all my years at the academy, in all my years as an air traffic controller, I have never seen someone who was willing to do that fail. It just hasn't happened. And I don't believe it will happen. So that's how you do it. But it starts before you get there. It starts during, and it continues during basics. And then by the time you get to the actual academy, en route, tower, terminal, doesn't matter. Stay ahead of the program. Practice with others, with a few others. Believe me, it will help immensely. You cannot practice this. You cannot do this just by practicing by yourself. That can't be done. You can get to a point, but you won't get to the high enough point. So, thank you guys for listening again.
over this past week, I'm very thankful that I have the audience that I have. And hopefully, the podcast has been able to help you guys. But thank you for listening. As I said, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you have a great first week of December. It's December already. But like I said, this is not a solo sport. This is a team sport. Even solo sports like golf, tennis, whatever other solo sports there are, they have people with them that help them. So don't do this alone. Don't try to do this on your own. It is a team sport. Have a team around you. Be part of the team. Lead the team around you. Lead them. Lead them and support them, and you will thrive. And so will they. So, like I said, thank you. Hope you have a great week. And I cannot wait until we get to talk again next week. Goodbye.